Ethereum opens Platyburgit testnet for public Glamsterdam. Testing the Ethereum Foundation launched a public testnet called Platyburgit on August 17, 2026, giving developers and ordinary users an early place to try the Glamsterdam upgrade before it reaches the main network. The announcement came through the Foundation's blog and was flagged by Cointelegraph the same day. The testnet is scheduled to run the Glamsterdam fork on August 20th, simulating the transition on a live chain. Platyburgit sits ahead of the usual staging testnets. After it, Glamsterdam is set to be tested on Sepolia and Hoodie before any mainnet activation. The purpose is straightforward. Let wallets, apps, and node operators break things now on a network where nothing is at stake, rather than after billions of dollars in value depend on the code behaving. Three changes at the core of Glamsterdam bundles, several protocol-level changes, and three carry the most weight for how Ethereum blocks get built and priced. The first is enshrined proposer-builder separation under EIP 7732. Today, block building and block proposing already split in practice through outside software, but the roles are not part of the protocol itself. Baking the separation into the base layer is meant to reduce reliance on trusted middleware and change how validators and builders coordinate on each block. The second is block-level access lists, EIP 7928. These require a block to declare upfront, which accounts and storage slots its transactions will touch. Clients can then read that state in parallel instead of discovering it transaction by transaction, which sets up faster execution and cleaner paths to future scaling work. The third is a gas repricing. Adjusting the cost of specific operations shifts the economics of running transactions and can move fee pressure around the network. For anyone funding an on-chain balance, including users who top up a card from their own wallet, gas repricing is the part of this upgrade most likely to show up in day-to-day costs. Efficient settlement on Ethereum feeds directly into the stablecoin rails that many spending products now depend on. Taken together, the Foundation has described Glamsterdam as one of the larger restructurings of Ethereum's underlying machinery, not a routine parameter tweak. Timeline slipped to Q4 2026. The public test arrives against a moved deadline. Developers pushed the mainnet target for Glamsterdam to the fourth quarter of 2026 from an earlier plan that aimed for the first half of the year. The delay reflects the scope of the changes and the number of test rounds the team wants to complete first. Several months of testing are planned across Platyburgit, Sepolia, and Hoodie. Running an early public network like Platyburgit is part of that budget. It widens the pool of people probing the fork and surfaces integration problems that internal devnets can miss. The August 20 fork on Platyburgit is the first real checkpoint, a full transition on an active chain rather than a lab simulation. Testing that reaches ordinary users. Platyburgit is public by design, and that matters beyond the core client teams. Wallet developers can confirm their software signs and broadcasts correctly under the new rules. Infrastructure providers can check that indexers and RPC endpoints keep pace with block-level access lists. Users who hold their own keys and interact with contracts directly can watch how the fork behaves before it lands on assets they actually care about, which is the kind of dry-run self-custody setups benefit from most. The staged approach also lowers the odds of a disruptive mainnet activation. Ethereum's recent operational record across its ecosystem, including outages on rival chains, has kept reliability front of mind, and a longer testing window is the direct response.